I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we catch up with PCM softball coach Sean Hudnut following the Mustangs' loss to Wallert on Wednesday afternoon in the Class 3A state semifinals by a score of 7-1.
Commented to you when you, I came up to you, says, "My goodness, Wallert can hit the ball."
Absolutely. We dove into film, obviously, after the win Monday. Spent a lot of time on Tuesday evening and just watching film. And, you know, their 1-2 hitters are honestly some of the best hitters in the state in any class after watching them. And then their 3-9 hitters, we knew all of them could hit from film. We got to see four different films. We knew we had to try and limit 1 and 2, we made some good pitches at times today, and they found holes, and then we missed some spots, and they punished us when we missed spots and left the ball up a little bit.
I noticed almost every time, I think 6 of their first 7 hits was right there to the left between third and short. Was that something you saw or just happened to be that way?
Honestly, I think it just happened to be that way. On film, they were very balanced, you know. Obviously 1-9 on film, we saw them go gap to gap, and so we really thought we'd have to play them straight up and just hope to get into weak contact and then make plays from there, and they just kept finding holes and hitting the ball hard against us all night long.
Well, I thought the play of the night, or maybe the state tournament, was going to be when Libby literally saved a home run. And you had some momentum there for a little while.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, we're up 1-0, and Libby makes that play where she robs a 3-run homer. It's awesome for Libby to get up here and to start to put on, you know, the showcase that she has put on in front of a lot of different people, a lot of different scouts, to kind of show that she's one of the top 5 players in Class 3A.
Talking to Sean Hudnut, not the PCM softball coach on KNIA Caverlass. As far as you're hitting, you really got on base. Maybe sort of got to their pitcher. What was working early on?
You know, we talked about making sure we weren't chasing after non-competitive pitches. We followed after watching film that. You know, Roth is obviously a very good pitcher. We wanted to lay off the non-competitive rise ball pitches, and we felt we did that early. We got some walks. We got some base hits. We just missed those chances in those first 2 innings to tack on 1 to 3, maybe 4 runs in there with the base hit. So ultimately that hurts, but, we put ourselves in that spot early and just weren't able to capitalize.
Was it more their bats just came alive, or were you missing a little bit on when they finally got going?
I think it's a little bit of both. They had a 1-0 game against Center Point Advantage in the first round, and I think they came out a little motivated to showcase their bats. You know, they're a team that has 50 some plus home runs on the year, and in a strictly 4A 5 conference that they play in, and so they're very battle tested. And you know, when we made good pitches, they were just sneaking some hits by, and sometimes then we were leaving some stuff where we shouldn't have. And they punish us for it.
Typically, coming off a loss in tournament play, it's over. There's a finality, but you got another game. What's going to be the motivating thing? You're going to try to tell your girls, like, hey, you got one more game to showcase what you can do.
Yeah, you know, we'll come back and regroup as a team here after we get back to Iowa Central and talk through, and we have tonight to kind of sit back and let this one sink in and realize, hey, we've had one heck of a season. This year, it's a little nicer. We get a day off to kind of regroup. You know, last year we lost late at night. We got home to the dorms at almost midnight, and we had to turn around and get up at 11 o'clock and come out and play. And that was a really tough turnaround, and kudos to the girls. They came out ready to play. And so now we just got to regroup and get ourselves recentered for a day off and coming back at Friday at 1 o'clock to finish the season strong.
What do you do in between? I know, you know, maybe get together, have some scouting for whoever you're going to play, and what's the plan on for Thursday?
Absolutely, same thing. Once we know who we're going to play, we'll sit down. We'll do a little bit of scouting as a coaching staff, talk to the girls of that, and then just come out and be us. That's the thing, is we're sitting in the spot we're at in the top 4 in the state because of who we are, and we just got to trust ourselves and play the way we know we can play.
Obviously, regardless of outcome Friday, you're getting a trophy to bring home. You obviously want the one that says third place. So, you know, how motivated are these girls going to come out after a stinging loss like this?
I have no doubt they're going to come out ready to play. They've done it all season long. They've been extremely motivated from game to game, whether it's a conference game just to keep ourselves rolling there or our regional games to get here. And so I have no doubt they're going to be able to regroup and come out Friday and play as well as they can.
And your lone senior, Steenhook, send her out on a winning note too.
Absolutely. She's been such a big part of our program for the last 5 years. Our team is really going to want to rally around her and hopefully send her out with a win.
Just a quick comment. As we're sitting here, you don't know who you're playing. Albia, Williamsburg. You're kind of familiar with both teams, I think.
You know, we haven't seen Albia in a couple years, so don't know as much about them. Obviously, we saw Williamsburg last year, so we know quite a bit about their team. They returned quite a few starters as well. And so, like I said, we'll sit back. We'll see how this game plays out, and then we just got to go and play our game on Friday.
Coach, best of luck. We'll see you Friday afternoon. Wish could have been a little earlier, but, you know, we'll play a consolation game, and hopefully bring back a third-place trophy.
All right, thank you.
And that was PCM softball coach Sean Hudnut following their loss to Wallard on Wednesday by a score of 7-1. Mustangs will take on Albia in the third-place game on Friday.